This is the Tom Likas Show.
Everything you say is the fucking truth, man.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
There's no doubt about it.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 24-7 at tom.show. You can hear us on our free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, you and me, at another bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And joining us in studio, as he does every Tuesday, here comes criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Welcome, Adam.
Good evening, Tom.
What's going on in the world of criminal defense?
It's just unbelievable, Tom. It never ends, okay?
I'm sure.
So, you know, when they put you in basic training, one of the theories of it is to cause the group to bond because they're in this stressful situation and to see how people respond under stress. And one of the things that we talk about in terms of interacting with the police, which a lot of people do in particular in traffic stops and so forth, is how people know what they're supposed to do. And they still do things that are really, really counterproductive for themselves. And most people end up giving the police the keys that they need in order to arrest them. So they actually act against their own interests. And this is something that Gary and I have been talking about. Gary, what's the name of the show?
Live PD, it's called it. I've
Live
actually
PD.
Talked to Tom about it. It's a show that's on Friday nights, A&E, for like 3 hours. They follow cops around
right.
in about five or six different cities. Live. You're watching feeds
I
of people getting busted. It is fascinating.
Now, I know it sounds crazy because we talked about this, and these situations are very sort of psychologically difficult to avoid. But people have to remember that the job of the police is to arrest people, particularly people with brown and dark skin, okay? And so the idea that, you know, you're talking to a cop and he's going to help you or he's going to go easy on you or he's going to be your friend or you're making a deal with him is nonsense. It's bullshit. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's very present in the show that Gary's talking about, because I don't know, you know, how many people have seen these videos that Mr. Checkpoint makes, where he is in a checkpoint and he only rolls down his window a little bit, you know, just enough to hear the cop talk. And the cop starts saying, "Hey, roll down the window the rest of the way." And good old Senate goes, "No, thank you." It's hard to do that. It really is hard to do that psychologically. And what Gary has been hipping me to, Gary, this is one in particular, these four guys.
Well, the reason that I brought it up to you initially is because the cops admittedly have a technique that they call
right.
something like casual contact.
Okay, so this is just pure psychology.
Yes.
Bottom line.
And they,
hey guys.
They say it's legal.
I'm sure
You're telling me it's legal, but essentially it's cops approaching people.
Hey guys,
and
how's everything?
Not accusing them of anything, but simply engaging them in conversation.
Right.
Hoping to get them to cough something up somehow.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
get them to behave nervously.
Right.
Say something they're not supposed to
say.
So
what they're doing essentially is they're backing you into creating probable cause.
Yes. And what they almost always say in every instance is that they either smell marijuana or they smell beer.
Alcohol.
Or they smell alcohol.
Alcohol, right.
And is it okay if we search your car?
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yes.
So instead of the whole issue of probable cause leading to a search, et cetera, they just say, "Hey, you got nothing to hide, right, buddy? Can I look in the trunk?"
And almost always they let them
right.
do whatever they want.
Right. Yeah. The perception that people have, and this is the classic prisoner's dilemma, what they call good cop, bad cop, where when you're brought into the police station for questioning, they send in this really gnarly-looking cop who screams at you, tells you you're a piece of crap, and then he leaves. And then this other cop comes in and says, "Hey, this is the good cop, by the way. The first one was the bad cop."
Mm-hmm.
The nice cop comes in and says, "Hey, my partner's out of control. But don't worry. If you just give me a little bit of information here, I'll protect you from him.
Yep.
And we're going to make a deal and everything will be okay.
You see a ton of tactics like that on this show. And they say a lot of things like, hey, you know, we're your friends.
Yeah, we're your friends.
You just tell the truth and everything will be okay.
Yeah, that's what your mother tells you. Honey, if you just tell the truth. Yeah, okay.
No, but like Dina was saying, it literally, you sit there, you watch the show, and you yell at the screen for 3 hours, say, no, don't do it. Zach says not to do that. Don't do it.
But these guys do tend to self-incriminate, and I get a lot of calls from guys who tell me the story, and they say that they remember me on the show, and they remember talking about this and hearing about this, and they remember Tom and I going back and forth, and yet when they were in the situation, this is what I meant about being in a stressful situation, they still can't get it together, and they end up screwing themselves, because a lot of people fall for that psychology where the cop says, look, if you're truthful with me, everything will be fine. Mm. I'm not here to bust you, okay? You look like a good kid. I know you're a good neighborhood kid. But the whole purpose of police work is to make busts. I don't think people realize that somehow. And when the cop comes over and says casually, hey guys, what you guys up to, okay? If you have a gun on you or you have weed on you and the cop is saying to you, you guys don't mind if I search the car, right? You got nothing to hide, right? Okay? It's not the point.
You're saying to not engage the cop at all.
Yes, absolutely not.
What are you supposed to say to a cop like that?
I know it sounds crazy, but this is still the United States, okay? And we have what's called the Fourth Amendment, which protects against unreasonable searches and seizures, okay? If the cop pulls you over for speeding or for a broken taillight, okay, he does not have the right to search your car.
But but like I said, they always say they smell weed or alcohol.
Well, first of all, that is even more so why you shouldn't expose yourself to them. Okay,
all right,
because that's all bullshit.
But once you get
they
to them
weed,
saying that,
what does
they
that even mean?
What do you do once you get to that point where they say they have probable cause?
Okay, you want to hear a good one? Yeah. I have a DUI case right now that's going on where the cop confronted my guy, the suspect, in the emergency room of a hospital, and went up to him and said, I can smell alcohol. Okay, now, in an emergency room in a hospital, how many different kinds of chemicals and solvents and God knows what else could be there present at that time? Okay? And this cop, Mr. Special Nose, is telling him, I detect alcohol. I have probable cause. You're under arrest. You got to be kidding me. And on the side of the road in the middle of some rural whatever, I smell marijuana. Why are you even engaging in this conversation?
With the wind, blasting and cars going by at 90 miles an hour, he can smell weed.
Yes, I smell weed.
So you say no in that?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Yeah.
And what are they? Then they have the right to arrest you?
You say, wait a minute. Officer, you look like you're on duty. And I'm just noticing something about you. You're wearing a hat. And you have a badge on your chest, okay? And so, therefore, I am not interested in engaging in conversation without my counsel present. Can you please step away from my car? Am I free to go? Okay?
Oh, man,
sorry if it hurts, okay?
Sorry if it hurts.
The reality is, I don't know if you've seen these checkpoint videos. They have these things. They're particularly from the Customs and Immigration, where they're like in San Diego, but not at the border, oddly enough, just right on the regular turnpikes and freeways. And they say, they pull you over and they say, hey, are you a U.S. citizen? And the guy's like, I'd like to go. Can I go on my way? Mm. And they're like, no, you can go to secondary. He goes, no, I'm not going to secondary. I want to go. Can I please go? Or am I detained? This is really important, okay? Because the reality is that probable cause is not funny, okay? And being nice to the cop is not going to make it better for you. I mean, if you really do have a gun in the car, what the hell are you doing giving him permission to search the car?
No, all the guys that have the guns, they always say, yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah,
I got
right ahead. So what does that mean?
Like they're not going to find it under the seat.
They're not going to find it.
Right where he was sitting.
They're thinking if they challenge the cop, sure, go right ahead. He's going to not search. He's going to go out. Yeah, well, these guys obviously are okay. Okay? Nonsense, all right? For a cop to arrest you is a very good day for that cop. Don't you understand? He collars you. This is something that for him is a matter of his work going well, and he's proud of himself, and he says it. That Zabransky, I collared him, okay? I got a good collar on him. Mm-hmm. That means he put a collar on you and arrested you like you were a dog, okay? So when he says you got nothing to hide, you say that's really not the point.
By the way, speaking of dogs, when do they have the right to bring them in? Because they do it all the time.
What, they arrest the dogs?
No, they bring in the canine unit to sniff your car.
Again,
do they need probable cause to do
yes,
that?
Yes, of course. Need probable cause to do anything. Okay, right. When they have a checkpoint, this is okay. There is a difference. Okay. What was happening, and this was in your favorite hometown of New Jersey, your home state there, Gary. What was happening is you have this thing called the New Jersey Turnpike, which basically is this road that goes straight through New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay. And so if you're bringing drugs or contraband or whatever anywhere to like the Northeast, you got to go on the Jersey Turnpike sooner or later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that a lot of black people, particularly black men, were getting pulled over. Okay.
By New Jersey State Troopers,
yes,
among
yes.
the most hardcore cops in the
Maybe
world.
Maybe that's true.
Yes.
Okay, so they were pulling over apparently a disproportionate number of black men, okay, who were just driving at the speed limit at, you know, 1 in the morning and driving a regular car, no big deal, and they were getting pulled over and fucked with in a very high proportion. Now, there actually are some statistics, believe it or not, that show that black people tend to break the law driving and speed and so forth more often than white people. But c'est la vie, let's not even go down that road. They were pulling over a whole lot of minority people, and there was a whole big Supreme Court thing about this, and they said it's not fair. Okay, so what they do now, and this is where Senate comes in, Mr. Checkpoint, is they set up checkpoints. Now, that's supposed to be super-duper fair, because they set up a checkpoint somewhere, and they stop every single car along a popular route. So they're not discriminating against men or women or blacks or whites or Asians or whatever, because they're stopping everyone, okay? Now, theoretically, if you're at a checkpoint, you roll down your window, the cop wants to talk to you. You don't have to talk to him. But theoretically, he could have the dog give your car like a once-over.
Right.
Okay. But if you get pulled over for speeding or for a broken taillight, the cop is not supposed to be doing that. Because there's no reason to think that you have anything to do with drugs or marijuana or anything else. That's why they throw in this, I smell marijuana, because that's giving them the next thing, which is that then to search for it. The other thing that gets you is what's called plain view. Now, if you're sitting in the car, now there may be something under the seat, one never knows, but if they're looking at you and the passengers, let's say it's you and someone in the front seat and someone in the back seat, let's say, let's say it's at night, they have a flashlight, they're kind of flashing. If they see that the barrel or handle of a gun, right, or they see a little baggie with some white powder in there, that is plain view. They weren't looking in your glove compartment. They weren't looking in your trunk. That's a whole different level. But it's still the same level of protection. And for you to throw it down the toilet, I cannot believe how many people have the cops knock on their door. And this has happened to me, by the way. It's not so unusual. Cop knocks on your door. They're talking about some bullshit happened in the neighborhood. Can I come in? No. You cannot come in. Well, you don't have anything to hide, do you? That's got nothing to do with it, officer. Fourth Amendment. Please step away from my door. Okay?
But in a lot of circumstances, you have to be willing to do what Senate did, and that is to essentially have them confiscate your car.
No, Senate
and bring
up,
you down to the can.
Well, you know why?
Bail yourself out.
I understand.
Take his dog, by the way. They took his dog to the pound.
I know
what
happened. It's crazy.
Right.
But he didn't. Senate, it's not his fault, of course, but he hooked up with a psychopath of a cop. Okay? Your average cop knows the law. Okay? And Senate got into some pissing match with this cop who's like, you know, had an attitude. And the guy was dead wrong, and Senate sued the department and got a big settlement, so far as I know. I understand that you have to be willing to sacrifice, like Senate did, that his dog got, I don't think, they didn't put him to sleep, right? They just put him in the pound or something.
They just locked him up, yeah.
Fucked up.
Right.
I'm not saying that was real.
Shitty position to be in, just to make a, you know, just have a standoff
with
a cop. Yeah,
I understand. I wouldn't want to have a standoff, okay?
Right.
But on the other hand, when the cop is at the door of your home is your castle, okay? You say, officer, come back with a warrant, okay? The idea that somehow not cooperating is going to put you at the top of the list is nonsense.
I've seen people on the show literally ask cops to leave the property.
Yeah.
And they've done it.
Yes.
It happened.
Yeah. You don't have to be an asshole about it.
Right.
You say, officer, I'm sorry. I don't know why you're here. You don't have probable cause. Can you please go away? By saying that to him, you're not giving him probable cause. Because, see, the idea mentality is supposed to be, okay, now that I've told you to get lost, therefore I'm hiding something. And obviously the cop now knows that there is probable cause because I'm not cooperating, except it doesn't work that way, okay? You know, you have rights. That's the bottom line. When I talk about my family law cases, especially fathers who don't go to court, who don't hire a lawyer and lose their kids, okay, that's how life is. You have to work for your rights. You have to assert your rights. They don't get handed to you on a plate. And that's why there have been people throughout history, like Martin Luther King Jr., who got their asses kicked, okay? He was in jail a lot. For a great man at the time, he was being arrested and put in jail quite often. And so Senate, in a way, was a martyr, as you might say, for the rest of us.
Right.
Because he got hassled.
Who would have thunk?
And they straightened out that cop. And by the way, the Santa Monica police are not going to do that bullshit anymore because of what happened with Senate. But unfortunately, some people, you know, have to get their heads busted open occasionally. When you watch this show, and this schmuck has got a gun under his seat or whatever, and he's telling the cop, "Sure, man, go ahead, search my car." I mean,
he just thought they were going to look in the glove compartment. Or
yeah,
stuff,
right.
They're going to be satisfied.
They just give him a once over. Yeah, right. They're not going to do a real thorough search.
No, what we were saying before the show, too, is there's a cop literally with the flashlight in a woman's window.
Yeah, okay.
He's standing. He's probably 6'2", 6'3".
What was he pulled over for?
Something stupid, like maybe not having headlights on or something.
He smelled marijuana?
No. He claimed he could see, like, the shake of weed on her carpeting.
Okay, so you know
is
what
that
she does?
Pot down there?
Okay, can I tell you something? You shut your mouth, okay? You let him arrest you, and then I'll take care of it, okay?
Right.
Because I'm going to torture that cop in court. I'm going to go, really? You saw grains of weed and carpet? What, at 2 in the morning in the dark on the side of the road with your flashlight? What are you, Mr. Eagle Eyes? Are you kidding me? Okay? I would get that laughed out of court. You know, when you deal with it in court, the judge understands probable cause, and they understand the importance of these issues.
Right.
And I file what's called a suppression motion, where I say that whatever they found should be suppressed because they searched without having probable cause. And then the judge says to the cop, "What was the bottom line here, officer? You said you saw marijuana dust. Are you fucking kidding?"
Right.
Okay? That's the point. You have to be able to be in that position. When you relinquish your rights, when you throw them away, and you just say, "Yeah, sure, search my car. Yeah, I'm not even going to file an answer to my wife's brief because I don't care. Yippee." Okay? You lose. That's the bottom line. It doesn't come easy. If you look at the civil rights struggle, I mean, you even look at what's going on now. Okay? The students carrying on at Berkeley or whatever. Okay? None of this stuff is handed to you on a platter. You have to fight for it. That's the whole reality. And even if the Constitution says it, these things have been very hard fought. You know? The right to abortion, people's rights against search and seizure, these things have been, you know, made very specific. The right to privacy, which is also not only abortion, but gives you the right to have birth control. Birth control was illegal. You had to be married at one time to get birth control, okay? You know, everyone today is like, yippee, condoms, free, you know? I mean, this is like a bowl of condoms when I went to college, okay? They pulled it out, a bowl, okay? This is an evolution that came over a long period of time. And the things that we have in the United States, and by the way, Tom, you know this better than anyone. You know, Tom's show was banned in Canada.
I know.
Canada does not have a First Amendment. England doesn't have a First Amendment, right?
That's right.
Right? You were on for a long, you actually had good ratings, right?
Number one.
We went from worst to first.
Fucking A.
Literally.
So, were you surprised when you found out Canada? Oh, whoops. Were you surprised when you found out Canada doesn't have a true First Amendment or a constitution?
No, but I've been to Canada many times, and I just know that. They don't have the First Amendment. People confuse Canada and the United States. They think Canada is the 51st state, but Canada never had.
Don't tell that to a Canadian man. Listen, I love Canada, okay? But I got to tell you, Tom, I once went to Canada years ago, and there was some very sensational murder trial going on, as I recall. And I bought the New York Times, the regular New York Times, but I was in Toronto. And the whole front of it was cut off with scissors. They cut out an article. Literally, at the newsstand, the regular New York Times, they censored an article. Can you believe that? That was the New York Times where you were not allowed to talk about that trial. So when you sold the U.S. version of the New York Times in Canada.
You had to cut it out.
I swear to God.
All right.
I said to the guy, "What the hell is this?" He goes, this is Canada, my friend. That was it. Okay? So Tom's pushing the number one show in Canada, but he's hurting people's feelings, and so therefore they take it off. Mm. There are constables in Canada that have the right to search your house without a warrant. Okay? You should kiss the ground when you live in the United States. Okay, how great it is. You should kiss the stars and stripes that we have the rights that we have. But those rights will be trampled on if they're not asserted. And when the cops pull you over, these guys that you're talking about on this funny show, okay, that the cops come, you know, and they're smart, right? Why come out with the guns pointed and everything? Come out nice and calm.
Right.
Hey, brothers, what's going on? Having a good night? Yes. Well, the air's great tonight. What are you guys doing? Where are you going? Are you fucking kidding? Where am I going? How's that any of your concern, officer? This is the United States. I have freedom of movement. I don't have to tell you where I'm going.
Right, but you know what the guy's thinking. Somebody's got weed in the car.
Why? Because I look bad or I'm young or I have tattoos or I'm Hispanic or whatever.
No,
that's the reason.
Because somebody's got weed in the car.
Why?
They don't want to get busted. So they're
Four young guys have to have weed.
No, because they do. It turns out that they do is what
I'm
saying.
How come? Because they're youthful?
Yes, because they're youthful. Ron, I'm not saying it's wrong.
Well,
I'm saying it's ten times worse if you have the weed. If they engage the cop, the cop's just going to go away
just
and not
the
be
opposite.
Suspicious. Right?
Just the opposite. Are you kidding me?
It's stupid. I agree.
That's why I yell at the TV. you're throwing beers at the screen, right?
Right.
That's great, man. You got to remind everybody, okay? Everyone, my listeners, please, you have to protect your rights. You have to assert them. You have to think about them. They're important. Okay? And these are not just some hypothetical things. I know 10th grade sucked and you hated civics. This is not civics class. This is something that is going to really affect your regular life. Okay? If you have interactions with the police, and you will, sooner or later, when your girlfriend calls them after you get into a fight, or the neighbors hear screaming and call them, or when you get pulled over for whatever, speeding ticket, doesn't have to be that big a deal. You keep the conversation to a minimum. You do not have to answer questions. Lying to the police is not a crime. Did you know that? Now, lying to the FBI is a crime, but we'll get into that later. Lying to the regular police is not a crime, and you don't have to lie to them because you don't have to talk to them at all. And if you go on YouTube, there are these beautiful videos, especially with the customs service, where the guy just says, I don't give interviews to police. Am I free to go? Officer, are you detaining me? Am I detained? Am I under arrest? Oh, I'm not? That's good. Am I free to go? I would like to leave now. Yes, I'm kind of in a rush. I've got an appointment. I want to go now. Let me go on my way. This is America. I'd like to go on my way now, please. Oh, you're asking me another question, but I already said I don't want to answer questions, and looks like you have a hat on and a badge on your chest, so I'm not going to talk to you unless I have an attorney present, and he's not present, so I would like to go, please. And this thing when they say, well, can we search your car? No, not really. Sorry, you don't have probable cause. I don't know why you want to search my car. I haven't done anything wrong. I would like to go now, please. That is a delicious blow-off. Do you think a cop...
But do they have the right to arrest you?
No!
If they have what
For
they
what?
Consider to be probable cause
what,
and you
what?
Say
What's the
you
probable
can't,
cause?
Strong,
you said I don't
strong
want...
Strong smell of marijuana.
Oh, stop. Listen. The bottom line is, okay, he's got to go get a warrant, okay?
Oh, he does?
Well, yeah. Mm. So now he's got to go to a magistrate. It's going to take him 6.5 hours. He's got to come back later. He's not going to do it. It's not worth the trouble, okay? Seriously, it's all relative to them. He'd rather, this guy's a pain in the ass. He must have gone to law school. Screw him. We'll arrest somebody else, okay? That's the bottom line.
All right, one last question for you because it came up on the show. This week, the live PD show.
I think
we talked about it on this show. What's the legality of turning away when you're approaching a checkpoint? If you see a checkpoint
and you hook a hard right, is it legal to do? Of course it is.
Because they chase somebody
down. You're allowed to make a right.
They chase somebody down for doing it.
Is that probable cause?
Right.
No, of course not.
Tom,
Jesus
you must
Christ.
Be drunk. Yeah. You tried to avoid the checkpoint.
I cannot believe that people, it's amazing to me. They had a checkpoint on the street that leads to my house, which is Las Virginis Road in Calabasas, okay? And there were so many ways to turn off. Really, there was like five different
things.
But
everybody assumes that
Schmucks
that means
drive
they're
straight
come
into
after
it.
You, right?
No. Anyway, I don't have the time for the fucking checkpoint. Turn around, go the other way.
There's nothing illegal.
No.
Can that give them the right to chase you down and throw on the lights?
No.
No.
Of course not. Of course, how could it?
Even if you get to the point where it says this is a DUI checkpoint.
You know how, by the way, do you know how many signs they put? They put like 10 warning signs.
I know. I know.
So turn around after the first one. Don't get 98% of the way there.
Well,
they
well,
see
no, 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 no.
You.
But don't pull a legal U-ey
if you,
in the middle
yeah,
of the street.
Good point.
Do everything legal.
If you're about to, you know, you're like the second car in line, you throw it into reverse. I would say that's going to make them a little suspicious. I don't think it's probable.
But
cause,
if you
by the
legally
way.
Make a turn and just and leave, you've done nothing
in
wrong.
The way it was, like I said, on my street in Las Virgenes, you came off the 101, which is the freeway there, and then you came on. There's a turn. There's a McDonald's. There's a Jack in the Box shopping center, and then there's another turn, and there's another shopping center, and then the checkpoint. So if you were approaching, and the sign, by the way, was right at the beginning of all this. So if you saw the first sign, the second sign, take a right. Take a right.
Well, record the show this week, Live PD, Friday nights, rather, on A&E. It's like 3 hours. You'll see people are not asserting their rights
yes,
at
well,
all.
It's heartbreaking.
They are not.
Yeah, well.
And you get to see the cops as they manipulate everyone.
Did you know that Conrad Murray, who was the cop that, not the cop,
no,
the doctor, who killed Michael Jackson,
yes,
more or less?
Yes,
okay?
More or less.
Okay. He talked to the police, and that's what got him screwed.
All right.
Do you know that if he had just kept quiet, he would never have served a day in jail? He gave the game away to them. They didn't even know what was going on. And he starts talking, well, I ordered it, but I didn't give it to Michael, and Michael wanted it. I don't know, the propofol, I don't know what I was doing. You know, Michael insisted, yeah, I got it from so-and-so pharmacy. He filled in all the blanks for them.
He was freaking out because at the time that Michael died, he
yes.
was talking to one, some chick he was banging.
Shut up! What the fuck are you discussing with his girlfriend?
Right.
Quiet! If you're doing something that crazy, keep it to yourself. Okay? Seriously. Do you need to kill the king of pop and no one's going to notice? Okay? The reality is that when you look at some of the most unbelievable things that have happened in criminal law, they are always connected to some stupid conversation that you shouldn't have had, that you should have kept your mouth shut, and you put too many pieces together, and these people end up burning themselves.
Yep.
The Menendez brothers, by the way, Michael Milken, by the way, okay? All these people got screwed by their own statements. And that's why in a checkpoint, man, yes, no answers. Driving drunk? No. You been drinking today? No. May I go? End of story, okay? Mm-hmm. I have gone into the checkpoint, and I was there for less than 15 seconds, okay? That's it. Don't do it. And if you're going to turn around, okay, don't be the second car in line. That's asking for it, okay?
Right.
Be bold, Gary, be bold. Mm-hmm. Go to the Jack in the Box and get a cheeseburger and start going the other way, okay?
Right.
That's my idea.
I like that.
By the way, Adam, as far as this show is concerned,
yes, Tom,
is this going to cause problems? I mean, for example, would that make it easier or harder for you if you had to represent one of the people arrested at a show like this? Would that make it easier or harder?
If you shut up, it would be a lot easier for me. Gary's talking about a story, like we said before, that this cop starts. This is from the show. The cop started saying that he saw dust of marijuana leaf in the woman's carpet, and so he arrested her. Okay, I could have that laughed out of court. Okay, but instead, this woman's going, "Oh, this isn't my car. That's my sister's weed." Okay, that's stupid.
Now this is interesting, by the way. These
Shut
cops
up.
Are not wearing body cams. These are there's literally
yeah, yeah,
a film crew following
yeah,
around.
Well, that shows you how little they care.
Is that permissible?
Well, if it's been filmed, why not?
They explain that on the air that they are on public property and they can shoot.
Oh, yeah, you can always film in public.
By the way, Adam explained the whole thing and ended my confusion about the whole thing.
What was your
confusion?
You're
going to have to take it in. You're going to have to take in the shorts and go to jail. You just don't
no,
say anything.
No, not necessarily.
Because he's going to get it thrown out afterwards. He's
well,
going to get that suppression.
He's saying,
that,
no, he's
and that made all the sense
far.
To me.
No, he's saying that if you assert your rights, you're not necessarily going to jail.
I'm
exactly.
saying, well, that when they push the line and then they say, and they ask you, you know, is that to weed on the floor? And you're
yeah.
like,
no,
I'm
he's
not.
Saying they're going to have to go get a search
yeah.
warrant.
But
now,
even
dude.
Though they, yeah, even though they think, they know what it is, whether it's
you're talking
meth
about,
or
but
whatever.
But it might be in plain view.
Then,
you can't do that.
Then you're going to go in front of a judge anyway, even if they do eventually get the warrant. And Adam's going to say, all this is suppressed because
right.
he shouldn't have even have seen it to begin with.
Correct.
So that is
and
what
by
makes
the way,
me feel better about
Dino,
this whole thing.
You're getting pulled over by the cops. What
all
the
time.
Fuck are you doing
yeah.
with meth on the floor that can be seen by the window?
Right, I keep on
are you out of your freaking mind?
Right. Why are you leaving it on the floor?
Put it in your pocket or something. Put it in the glove compartment. What are you doing?
Well, because well, these guys,
one guy,
you?
These one guys guy got, one guy got pulled
problem.
Over because it was kitty litter. And it was actually kitty litter and not
right.
meth.
What's
and they
kitty
thought
litter
it was.
Doing in the car, by the way?
They thought it was meth, but it was actually kitty litter.
Well, that's even more stupid.
Yeah.
Listen, some of these people deserve it at some point, dude. I'm sorry. If you have kitty litter in your car and you make it look like it's meth, I'm sorry. There's only so much I can do to help you.
What is in it for the what is in it for the local police anywhere to agree to let this film crew follow them? Are they getting money?
It's
what
bizarre.
Would
well,
it be easier to put these people away if
this,
you didn't have the cameras following
they say
you?
This stuff a lot on the show. Like they're trying to take down the barrier between the cops and the
right,
community.
Right.
And by allowing the crews to follow them, they see how difficult their jobs are
right.
and what it's like for
That's
them to interact
PR
with the community.
The cops, huh?
And they actually say that it's good PR.
All right. God bless them. The idea
and
that
then
somehow...
And then you have that guy who used to do To Catch a Predator.
Right.
Who lost his job, essentially, because NBC got sued like there was no tomorrow with all these people claiming...
Oh, my God.
Cameras everywhere.
Is that the one where you're going to see it supposedly have sex with a child and then he meets you in like
right.
a kitchen somewhere?
Correct, yeah.
Come on in,
like,
have a cup of tea.
Why are you here, Mr. Jones? Were you going to have sex with
well,
a 13-year-old?
That's why I asked this question before.
Sued,
let's
huh?
say this... It's not a body cam, so it's a crew of cameras.
It's unreal.
And let's say they arrest you on national television and you're right. innocent. You don't have anything against
I'm
them?
I'm going to use that. I'm going to use
right.
that tape, man.
Yeah, of
I
course.
Guess.
You can't sue them for that?
A wrongful arrest, I suppose. Listen, you know...
Chris
there,
Hansen was
limit.
Out of work for years because NBC got the shit sued out of them, and they stopped... And Dateline NBC is still on, but To Catch Predator, they're not in that business anymore.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. I remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
so
was
a lot of these people
strange.
Who had... They were bad guys and had bad intentions, and...
But
probably would have committed a crime if they could have done that.
You can't create a crime that doesn't exist. You know? It can be from the point of
right.
view, but there's this thing called entrapment, and I don't think the right that of private reporters to do that. You know, they're not like the police or whatever. So that definitely is an interesting show. They must have ruined a lot of lives. Because I remember you could see the person's face very clearly,
oh, yeah.
and they would say the person's
well,
name.
Well, that and MSNBC was rerunning these shows like
great.
Constantly.
Fabulous.
So not only
family
did,
entertainment.
Did you get caught up in this thing, but your name and face
yeah.
are running over
yeah.
and over. And well, NBC Universal
pretty
got
humiliating.
Sued.
Yeah. Well.
So every time I see these shows with cover, I mean, look, Cops is recorded. That people could look at it and say, let's cut that out, let's leave
right.
this part out. And I'm sure they did.
Well, Gary's
let's
show
put
was live,
live
apparently.
On TV.
Yeah.
You have to wonder how they have the right to shoot, great, but what happens to the rights of the individual?
Well, some of the stuff is actually, it must be on delay because some of it actually gets...
They must pixelate faces and stuff.
Some of the audio just drops out.
Yeah, that's what, when right. they do a call and they run somebody's plate
right.
or they run their name,
right.
it mysteriously drops out right at that
right,
time
right.
when their name is
I
set.
I can see that. That's very logical for them to do that.
And they do seem to, like, have clever angles because every police car has, I've been watching this very closely, every police car has an onboard computer which
oh.
lists addresses and names and priors and all this other stuff, and they do these callbacks to whatever dispatch, and they ask if there's any warrants and stuff, and not only you can't see the screen, but they block out
right.
They block out the audio so you can't hear.
So there
but
you
it's
go.
Great for reverse engineering, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
it's great for reverse engineering when you get pulled over. I know exactly where these cops look. I know kind of where I should hide my pills. I mean, I know where
right
you
on,
can
Dean.
Hide
no,
stuff.
No.
Very practical.
No, what
no.
you're supposed to do, you listen to Adam Sachs talk
yeah.
about this. Then you watch the show and you
yeah.
see it
yeah.
as it goes down, what you should or should not
you say
do.
Nothing. But
yeah,
I would really
helpful.
Want Adam
you don't
to
take
watch
the drugs
this.
In the first place.
Well,
that's
Adam's
got
to watch this because it's very important.
Okay.
The pressure and the clever questioning session that these cops do. I'm
but
telling
that's
you,
why you
it's
don't,
tough.
You don't talk to them at all.
I
that's
know,
the whole,
but
there's
you're
no
making
pressure
it sound
if
easy,
you don't
but
talk.
It's very hard.
I know it's hard.
Very hard.
But the whole idea that you're going to outsmart them. People tell me when they do the field sobriety test, I think I passed it. No, you didn't. You couldn't have. Everyone fails the field sobriety test. That's the whole fucking point. It's subjective. So the cop is getting to decide whether or not you passed.
Right.
And of course he's going to say that you didn't, because then he has probable cause, you fool. Okay? On the other hand, if he comes over and he says, I'd like to give the field for the test, you say, no thanks. You don't have to be an asshole. Why be an asshole? Don't antagonize the guy, but you're not making him your friend. He's going to testify against you. Remember, everything you say can and will. Did you get that part?
Mm-hmm.
And will be used against you in a court of law, period. My name's Friday.
Oh, my. All right, let's take a break here. We got calls coming in, and we want to get some of these in, too. Anyway, it's Adam Sachs, criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, is in studio with free legal advice for you, and whether it's your personal situation or anything we've been talking about here, you can call in right now and ask your question of Adam. Call this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the number. It's 901-3000-866.
The entire Tom Likas experience in your pants.
Get the app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show, the bonus hour, with our friend criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, and your phone calls at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM, that's the number here, 901-3000-866. Marco, in Linwood, California, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Adam.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Hello, Marco.
Hey, guys. Now I have a quick question because, you know, I've been watching all these videos, what to do, what not to do with cops.
Right.
And there's two of them. I'd like your opinion on that, Adam.
Sure.
One guy said why you should just crack the window, because if you put the window all the way down, the cop could put his head inside and suppose he smelled marijuana or alcohol and give him problem of cause to pull you over or
right.
pick up the car.
Right.
But he was saying that, oh, every time they ask you a question, you ask him a question back. And to me, that's kind of like being a dick.
That is not a good idea.
Yeah. And another one I like is they pulled this one guy over and he just kept saying, oh, I don't answer questions. That's
right.
The only thing he kept saying. I don't answer questions. And there right. they just gave him his ticket or they just let him go.
Right. Don't you see, when you do that, you make it easy for the cop in a way. Because it's a dead end. He's not going to figure out anything. So it's put up or shut up. Wherever he is at that point, he either gives you a ticket or he doesn't. Okay? But the whole reality of talking to him is opening up a whole other universe of possibilities. Now, based on your statements, he might have probable cause. He might smell alcohol on your breath. By the way, they look at your eyes. Are your eyes watery? You know, cops shine a
yeah.
flashlight, especially in the dark. They shine a flashlight in your eyes, and they try to see if your irises dilate, which is less so if you're high or if you're drunk. And so they're doing all kinds of stuff on you. And then, like you say, there's the issue of what's in plain view, which is if they can look and see stuff, or they see a little plastic baggie or whatever the hell it is. I mean, it turns out maybe it's kitty litter or maybe not. But the reality is that if you just say, I'm sorry, I don't want to answer any questions, that doesn't give them any maneuvering room. And so they have to decide at that point what they're going to do. And if they have enough information, they're going to write a ticket. And if they don't, then they're not going to. And that's the end of it. The psychology where they say to you, hey, man, what's the problem? You know, don't you want to be friends? I'm trying to help you here. No, they're not. And when they say this nonsense
true.
To you, this bullshit, the truth is going to work the best for you here, pal. And, you know, you got nothing to hide, right? Let me look in the car. What have you got to hide? Okay, you can't fall for that. These guys are going to be the ones testifying against you. You have to try to picture the same cop in court testifying against you. That's the bottom line. And I have sat with these cops, by the way, and I prepared for trials, and I've said to them, hey, you know what? I've got an idea. Why don't you just go home? Do you really want to testify against Mr. Smith here? Why don't you just leave it? Let's let it go, and we'll get the case dismissed. And they look at me, and they go, why should I do that? Okay? You want to negotiate with a cop? You're looking at snake's eyes. Forget it. Okay?
True. Oh, yeah, One more question. I seen this video on YouTube, and
okay.
It's about a checkpoint, how to beat a checkpoint. And I was wondering, what's your opinion about this? I'm not sure if you ever seen it.
Checkpoints, I mean, I think Mr. Checkpoint has shown us that checkpoints are the biggest freaking scam in the world. And we've heard instances, Tom, you and I talked about this a couple of years ago, year ago. They went with 2,000 people at some checkpoint and got zero arrests or something. Remember that?
I do. I absolutely do.
I mean, what a waste of energy.
And by the way, I've told the story. Gary and I and others were in a car where someone else was driving. This was someone who had been drinking.
Great.
And agreed to be our designated driver.
Great.
This is pre-Uber. So we were coming, let's just say, up some major thoroughfare in Hollywood, and there came the orange sign that said that there was a checkpoint up ahead. And I guided our friend there. He looked like he was driving in like a movie, like Bullet. Literally, turned left at the street before the checkpoint and avoided it entirely. No one chased us. Nobody followed us. Nobody questioned us. But, he'd had enough drinks. He was not looking for this sign. I happened to see it and got him to go the other way.
Right, right. Well, Gary was just talking about this. If you're going to, back out of a checkpoint or whatever, I think with a checkpoint, I wouldn't be too much of a jerk. I think Senate's got a lot of guts, just cracking the window, whatever. I'd go about halfway,
halfway sounds good.
I would go halfway and quick answers. Have you been drinking? No. Are you where are you coming from? Friend's house. That's it.
But
you don't answer
one video,
bar. That would be a mistake.
But this one video shows you that he has it like in a little, some kind of plastic. He puts his ID, his registration, and his proof of insurance, and it has a statement saying that, I do not answer questions without lawyer.
Listen, that's important, too. And by the way, that's not bad advice. One of the crazy things, really, this is important, and I would emphasize this if I was, for example, like an African-American. When you're digging around in your glove compartment looking for your registration, that freaks a cop out, okay? They have shown, and this is police training videos, if you have a gun in the glove compartment, the amount of time for you to grab the gun and turn around and shoot the cop is less than one second, less than a second, okay? And if he doesn't instantly react and grab his gun, which takes more than 2.5 seconds, he's already dead by the time he figured out what happened, okay?
Oh, yeah, lots of people are dead because of that right now.
Absolutely.
All the shooting.
So cops are super nervous about that. So I think if you're going to have your license and your registration in a little plastic kind of thing or whatever, and you have that handy, and when the cop pulls you over, you just hand it to them or whatever, that's beautiful. That takes the whole thing out of this other issue, which is the dangerous issue of the cop thinking you have a gun, shooting you dead, and it turns out you didn't because you're just a schmuck digging around in the glove compartment,
But the plastic thing, the thing is he used it for the checkpoint. He just hanged it outside the window.
I remember.
And never opened the window.
I've seen it. I know. And he had this little, a business card that says, I don't give interviews. I love that. Excellent, right?
Yeah, I like it too, but and as soon as he drives off, if they want to be dicks, they'll go and pull him off for no reason.
Very nice. Very nice.
Well, thank you, Adam. Thank you, Tom.
Of course.
You answered my questions. Have a good night and blow me up.
All right, Marco, here you go. Line 01-3000-TOM is the number. It's the bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Free legal advice for you right now. Do you need legal advice? This is criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. He can answer your questions at this number, 901-3000-TOM. Okay, 901-3000-TOM. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can get in touch with Adam. Talk to him directly. You can talk to him right now, but if you need his services, we're going to tell you how to get in touch with him coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Tom Likas, the Internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show. And here we are in the bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Adam Sachs, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can give me a call toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check me out on Facebook or check me out on the World Wide Web, www.adamlawyer.com. And you can also send me an email, which I answer personally, adam@adamlawyer.com.
There you go. And if you missed any part of Adam's appearance, don't worry. Adam will be back. His next appearance is going to be Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
iHeart, this app, a lot more. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's news for guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yes.
New survey out about millennials and sex. You find out an awful lot. Especially the fact that they seem to be more and more willing to sleep, even before the first date, sleep with you, which is excellent. But it's little things like a cracked cell phone screen drive them crazy.
Of all the things that...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll meet you online. They'll fuck before you even go out to a date.
But don't you dare.
You know, you show up with a cracked cell phone.
You're out.
Fuck that. Get that thing fixed.
You're out!
Yeah, it's a crazy situation.
By the way, you get those things fixed between 80 and 100 and
yeah,
like
even
25
less than that,
bucks.
70 bucks down the street.
Something. Oh, is that guy 70?
Yeah. Huh. I think Tim's paid even less. 48%
millennials,
48% more likely to have sex before a first date than any other generation of singles. It's just swipe, 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 we're banging. And then if that works out, then you consider the date. But I'm telling
yeah.
you, don't. Flip phone, no.
No.
Cracked smartphone,
no.
We'll be doing that. A cab driver in southern England blamed his speeding on passengers' farts. Said the flatulence was so bad that he was distracted and didn't even notice that he blew through a light. And I think I've been in that situation before. It can be very. Very, very distracting.
Being blown out by farts?
Yeah. Exactly. Federal officials have launched a safety investigation after a local deputy sheriff was killed at a Georgia sperm bank.
Well, how do you get killed by sperm?
Apparently, he inhaled leaking liquid nitrogen while trying to save a worker. Yeah. The place is... Zytex, it's called. Sperm bank.
Yeah, he was overcome when he... Oh, shit.
Yeah, he went in there thinking he was just going to probably see some sperm or something. Try to save this guy, but he inhaled all this gas.
Damn.
Yeah. They were trying to pump his stomach and everything.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
No jizz came out or nothing. Scottie Pippen says he's working on his marriage to Larsa. Larsa's got
she's awesome.
Tits for miles.
But you see what's happening here. It's like when faced with divorce, I guess Scotty may have looked at the bottom line and said, let's try to work this out, please.
How long have these two been married? Do you even know?
I don't know. Long enough. Long enough.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to do much better than that.
Wow.
Yeah. Finally, pig alert for you. Check out Christie Brinkley. Christie Brinkley, 63 years old, and she's not the only one to be
but more important. More important.
She is in Sports Illustrated with both her 31-year-old and her 18-year-old daughters.
All legal all the way across the board, so it's fine.
Right. Alexa Ray is that Billy Joel's daughter, and you can see that she got Billy Joel in the face.
I know, but she's not that bad,
no,
man.
No, she's all right, but she got Billy Joel in the face. But then you look at Sailor, who's the 18-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
And all of them have taken to social media to express how they are now all comfortable with their bodies.
Right.
And that we should all be accepting of all kinds of body types as if there's a problem here. Right? Even the 18-year-old just wrote like 10 paragraphs on how she's got fucking, body issues. Oh, my. Are you kidding me? Look at you. And Christie Brinkley's your mother. Who cares? Sailor.
Oh, look at her.
Sailor.
Sailing.
Plenty more news for guys.com. And of course, you can find our podcast at GaryAndDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Some people say it's the new normal, but there's nothing normal about it.